Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And Not So Nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Dubai, Season 2, Episode 4. This was a great episode full of lots of glitzy tiaras. Mm-hmm. And of course, lots of drama with the Dubai girls. Who wants to get this rocking and rolling? This time I'm not even going to call on you. I want to volunteer.
I'll go.
Okay.
Pick me.
Just going to say I'll do it.
Pick me. Fine. Okay. I guess in the beginning, or the beginning of the episode, they showed Talene a bit work doing her workout routine and then that business that she started. So that was kind of neat to see. Mm-hmm. Someone kind of up and coming and doing her own thing, and that was with trying to empower women as well. So mm-hmm.
I think that's great. And she was kind of talking about, you know, the cultural stuff too. I mm-hmm. thought it was really funny when she was talking about like some of the exercises she had them doing in the beginning, because mm-hmm. obviously like a few years ago really wasn't popular for women to be mm-hmm. working out, especially probably in public too.
And wasn't acceptable either, right?
Yeah, I think, well, it's just there was a stigma behind it because they think maybe, you know, when you're trying to take care of yourself, you're trying to be more sexy, mm-hmm. which isn't really allowed. But I thought it was really funny when she was talking about she had all the women like flipping tires and stuff like that. And she said like there was a story of like this man came over, like a security guard. Why are these women flipping tires? Should a man come and help you guys?
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny. She's like, no, that's the point. We mm-hmm. wanted them to.
Yeah, no, that was good. Just kind of neat to see that perspective.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
But, and then I guess the next kind of scene cut to Caroline and Sergio when they're mm-hmm. moving out day. So that
totally
was...
Fuck.
Oh, my God. What do you think? Not so nice.
Well, you know, I love Sergio. He's a good-looking guy, and
he's getting uglier though, isn't he?
He's getting fucking
the personality. More, yeah, that's
intolerable.
The thing. If you just every shut time up,
I see him. Ooh. Like, you look good, buddy. Shut the fuck up and just enjoy the ride, like, because that's what you're on. You're on a fucking ride, and he's scared shitless because he's very cautious and tries to retract afterwards because the fear that. You know, I think she's the money, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
She wears the pants in the relationship.
She wears the pants in the relationship. And he can fucking
but didn't
shout
he say?
And pout all he wants.
He's the man of the house.
Feet.
And in Michael's house, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Could you imagine saying that in someone else's home that you've been a guest for free?
Yeah.
You've been a house guest for 3 months and you say, I'm the man of the house.
He's just too much. I mean. She's annoying in her own ranks, depending on what the situation is. But but he's just too much. Like, he wouldn't stop. Like, she said she was busy. Even if you didn't understand how busy she was or how important it was that what she was doing, paying the bills, trying to get things ready, like last minute hustle of stuff to just get going, he just could not stop. He's like a fucking 4-year-old. But
like
why
a terrier.
Not? But
let's be real.
But
like,
about
it's
this?
Pretty
what about
clear.
This?
I'm paying a bill. Yeah. I'm on the phone right now. Sorry, I'm doing something really important.
Yeah, like, I
bill.
Mean, she said
I don't
it.
Want to talk about my handbag.
Said it over and over again, and he continued, well, what about this? Well, what about that?
And he's like, I'm
you know,
doing
and he's
everything.
Huffing, puffing, huffing
what do you
and
mean?
Puffing
she's
over
doing.
What? Like, yeah, no, it's just ridiculous. Like,
and then
he just sounds more and more like a little
baby
who is just, you know, uncontrollable. Like, shut the fuck up.
I don't find
walk
that
away
sexy
from it.
At all.
No, not at
all.
Like,
it's
I
ew.
Mean, he's a good looking guy, but if he keeps
like
talking
said,
like
uglier,
that, it's like
uglier and uglier.
No, thank you. No. Not worth it.
Well, to me, even the worst part was when the friend that owns the place, Michael, walked in and said, ask Carolyn, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Sergio started yelling at him too. Mm-hmm. It's like, what are you doing? You're a guest in this person's house and you're yelling at the guy? Like, he wants you out.
Yeah.
Like,
badly.
It was
so
disrespectful.
Clear.
And he was going, oh, why don't you talk to your husband, to Caroline, about Michael? Like, as if he, like, she's treating him like the husband. Like,
why?
It was just super disrespectful.
Yeah. Why do that?
Yeah, it's just, well, it's his age. I mean, he's just really, he's really young, but he's really...
He's immature.
He's very immature. For even being 24,
no,
sorry, 30 years old. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? My son was more mature than that at the age of 18, at mm-hmm. the age of 16. at the age of 12. Like, get real. Like, I mean, it's just, like, ridiculous. But I don't know. You just get, I wouldn't say go as far as saying uglier. Just
he's getting
more
uglier for
intolerable.
Me.
Where I just
turn off. Know, like,
no, it's a total turn off.
Get
him
off.
For
get
me
it
too.
Out of here, right? Like, you know what I mean?
But yeah, you know what? Off, but, in this episode, and especially during that scene, I was really thinking, yeah. Like, come on, like, why didn't you just keep him as a boy toy? Like,
yeah,
Well,
call it what it is. Why did you get
him?
Married, you fucking moron? She's the fucking idiot too. Like, why would you get married? You know,
you've got
he's your
three
fucking
children.
Little toy. Why would you want the added stress of having to go through the divorce? Because inevitably, that's what's going to fucking happen. So why would you do that when...
Keep him as your boyfriend. Keep him around
keep him
for
as
your
boyfriend.
10, 15
Have fun.
Years.
Do whatever you want.
And then
you know?
Send him on his way.
For
like,
10, 15 months.
I think...
10, yeah.
Yeah.
And then get a new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it was him, because I can't remember if it was more him that was put the pressure on for getting married.
I think it was.
You know, because he wants a family.
That
but
I
again,
recall,
she's
least.
Not going to fucking pop.
Yeah, but he's
no
living in La La Land because that just shows his immaturity. Because
there's no way in
no.
fucking hell that she's going to have another kid.
Well, the other thing
no
is just given the fact that there's her age, I mean, technically
yeah.
it's possible.
It's possible.
It's absolutely
she's not
possible.
In the mood to have another
no.
fucking kid.
No, she's not.
She's done. She's been there, done
she's
that.
Got another
fuck
one.
Off,
she's
right?
got another one. Him.
Him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bigger,
that's
the
fourth
kid.
Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah.
a good one.
Yeah.
She just got her new baby.
Yeah. Ugh.
And I think yeah. during that scene too, I looked at you guys and I said, I don't understand. Like, why didn't they just rent? Why did they have to stay
yeah.
with?
Could have stayed
the
in a
friend,
hotel.
Michael.
You got that much money. Why fucking burden your friends? I don't care how close they are. It's just like everybody's best in their own space, right? You know what I mean?
Well, rent somewhere. Like,
especially
who cares
if, you know
if it was 2 months, if it was 6 months, whatever. I'm sure there's month-to-month rentals you
of
could
course.
Do.
Of course. Or
and then
a
you're
hotel.
Not burdening. And then also your friend isn't exposed to, like, your marital issues. Mm-hmm. Like, really?
But, I mean, it's stupid on her part because there's no way in hell that they don't have these issues before moving in with him. Get
of
real.
Of course they do.
That is their relationship. What we're fucking yeah. seeing is what their fucking reality is. And it's not going to last that long because he'll take it. I'll tell you right now. He'll take it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, because
him.
He's being a bad
he'll
little
take
boy.
It. He'll
and
take
that's
it.
What happens.
But at a certain point, and there's no way in fucking hell that she's going to go for 10 to 15 years.
No.
Is that what she tried
that's
feeding us?
That's what she
us?
Said.
Is that what she tried feeding us 10 to 15 years?
Yeah.
Like, that. She's no. so dramatic. Like, she's fucking lost it if she thinks that's going to go 10 years. She won't go 5 years, and that's giving it a lot. I say 2 years, and to be honest, the way he's behaving... She's going to be done with him in a year.
Well, even like imagine being
much.
A newlywed.
Everybody's bashing him now, right?
And being like, yeah, I see this going for another like 10 years. Yeah. Like, isn't that like not the yeah. point of marriage?
Mm-hmm. And she spoke to her daughter. She was talking to Talene. Was it Talene who pulled her aside, right?
Towards the
to
end,
have
yeah.
that conversation. She said that she did speak to her daughter with regards to how she... was talking to him at that party because that was unacceptable for a 17-year-old to do that to her mom's husband.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it is. It's yep. her husband, technically her stepfather, right? Doesn't matter his age. That's what it is, right? But she shouldn't have done that in the same...
Yeah, like, what are you wearing a dress? You follow my mom around
like a
puppy. Like a
puppy, you know, like, yeah, that's your dream.
Comments.
Not
yeah.
only what are you wearing a dress, that's your dream. Like, as if, you know, that it's just, like, not appropriate at all.
Nope.
So
well, I mean, she obviously doesn't like him.
No,
she's
she
got her own
like
dad.
Exactly.
This guy is running around
exactly.
following the mom. Like
exactly.
imagine we're saying this stuff about
following
him.
The mom and wanting
but
to
could
control.
You imagine being it like seeing your mom, seeing your family, like that kind
and
of stuff
that
happening.
Being your real life.
That mm. being your real life?
Yeah.
For sure. So like I would probably say stuff like that too, make little digs because
yeah, of course.
I'd feel angry, like, fuck, like, this sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then even at the dinner, when Sergio was with the guys, there was a little snippet the camera went to, and he was saying, oh, you know, the daughter, I think her name was Yasmin,
yeah,
was saying this and that, and, you know, she really doesn't respect me. I'm just waiting for her to go to college, da-da-da-da-da. So imagine, like, you're living
yeah.
there, like, now she doesn't feel like she belongs in the house
yeah.
too.
Yeah. No, it's a shitty situation because it's not a good one.
She's making digs, and that's not excusable. But neither is that comment. Yeah, about yeah.
And
the
then
daughter.
And then Caroline also, and I mean, the kid will probably feed off her too, right? Because she sees what the mom says to him.
Yeah,
that's her reality. So yeah. you know, yeah, like she'll right. see and hear what her mom says to him because she's 17 and she's under her roof. For most of the part, at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
So and she's going to pick up.
That was the point Caroline said as well in that conversation.
Yeah, that she can say it was because that's her husband, but the daughter shouldn't. But yeah. she's getting it from you.
Yeah.
Like she's only repeating, totally. In some sense, in a different way, what you're saying in the background.
Totally.
Right?
So, yes.
Yeah, it's just, and on that point, why the fuck would I want to move into somebody's house when I know that that's what my relationship is like with mm-hmm. my new mm-hmm. husband? That's mm-hmm. why I say, spend the money, go to a hotel, keep your fucking, if you want to really keep your business to yourself, don't fucking stay at somebody's place, right?
Totally.
Exactly.
But.
The next part that I wanted to talk about was when Chanel Ayan or Ayan Chanel, what is it? What is her name?
It's
Chanel Ayan.
Chanel Ayan.
Chanel is part okay. of her name too. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Chanel Ayan. Yeah.
So when she went to go and get her teeth or her age tested. With
that
her
was
teeth,
really cool.
That was yeah. really cool. And it doesn't look like she's got teeth missing. So that's the other part. Like, you know, when they showed mm-hmm. the x-ray and they showed like the bottom part of her teeth, you can't tell.
Oh, wasn't that crazy? She was saying yeah. her mom took out that tooth
because it was so
on
rotten.
Her own.
Because it was so rotten.
Could you imagine just, like, how painful?
Oh. Ugh. So I guess that was my question to you guys is how old do you think she is? Or when they finalize the testing, how old do you think she's going to be? I say 53.
I think I agree. I'm thinking mid-50s, like 55. I think that she's at least 55. She doesn't really look like she is, but mm-mm. she looks spectacular. And I think I'll bet you she's totally. 55 and just has genes that are immaculate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And that's what they say, black don't crack. Mm-hmm. And well, she's got yeah. great genetics yeah. for sure. But I think she's going to be in... I was... At first thinking early 50s, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say they're going to come back with a range and maybe 56 will be on that
yeah.
range.
Yeah.
Okay. I think 50s
yeah, I think
for
55,
sure.
55, 50. Yeah, anywhere, any mid 50, I'm thinking.
I think she looks like she's like very early 50s, but I think she's got really good genes, mm-hmm. so she's actually going to be older
yeah,
than we think she is.
You know
so
what?
That's
because
why
she
I'm
did.
Saying
you know
56.
What? That's actually a good guess, and I'll tell you why now that I think about it. I want to change my answer. I want to change okay. my answer because she said
is this
her mom.
Your final answer?
This is not my final answer yet because she said her mom
was
her mom
80.
Was 80.
They found
right?
out she was 80.
So she was 80.
Yes.
So I'm going to say 59. That's what I'm going to say.
59.
I'm going to go higher.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to do like the Price is Right and take it up by
take
one.
Uh-oh.
You're going to go 60?
I'm going to go 60 then.
Okay.
No, I think she's going to be older than we're kind of yeah. thinking. I think she looks like she's in her early 50s.
Yeah.
But it's actually the number's going to be a little bit older than we're thinking.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's all about the genetics, really.
Absolutely. I guess we'll just have to stay tuned and wait for yeah. that one.
Oh, totally.
And then one more thing that I want to talk about, and then I'll turn it over to someone else because I'm hogging up the time. But when Sarah was discussing the guy that she met during her business trip,
mm-hmm.
and she said
now
the guy
that
walked
guy
in.
Looks more her. As soon
that's
as you
her
see
style.
The guy, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That if I'm a friend and I got a friend that looks like that, I'm gonna say I got somebody for you, but not the friend who tried getting. That's a friend who is not a friend.
yeah.
It's not a real friend. It's got something maybe that they owe the other guy for even suggesting.
Yeah.
For even fucking suggesting. Like, where would you see the reality in those two people? Sorry.
No, you're right.
And you know what? The new hot German one, he's embracing the whole aliens thing. He gave her a little alien caricature.
They're meant to
yeah.
be.
They're
yeah.
meant to be, totally.
They are meant to be. So, yeah, that's all. That's all I wanted to say. So I'll turn it over to you, Suga.
All right. That was great that you did a really good job directing that conversation because
yes,
I have got all
that.
The same things.
Sorry. I'm
going
to go back to that conversation because I saw something really good in that conversation.
What?
What was it?
The s'more cookie dessert.
The s'more cookie dessert
that she ordered. Was that during that conversation? Yeah.
She ordered the s'more cookie dessert, and I was like, s'more cookie dessert? Did I hear her right?
Oh, at the
and then it came, and it was one of those little pans, the personal ones, with the cookie. So, but it was a s'more, so I'm trying to think, okay, we can do something like that, because we all know we like to eat. Mm-hmm. So maybe we need to make that dessert.
A s'more cookie?
Yeah.
Individual s'more cookie pan.
I'm in.
You know what?
I'm
I don't like too. Marshmallows.
I love marshmallows. Really? You like the marshmallows that I make frozen.
Yeah, but that tastes different.
Yeah, the frozen ones,
there's this taste. They're so sweet. Even when I was a kid, didn't really like them. I like to roast them on the fire.
Yeah, but then I would give
it to my dad. Okay, eat it.
Oh,
I wouldn't eat it
when it's charred like that.
No, there's something about the taste of it that just it's too sweet for me.
And see, for me, it's licorice.
Oh, you don't like licorice?
Yeah, no.
I don't mind some licorice.
No.
Not but I like licorice. A good s'mores, and I don't mind marshmallows, like dipped in chocolate or coated in chocolate. I've done that before, but I love the marshmallows that I do with the caramel, right? We all love those.
Yeah, those are good.
I don't know if you've tried those. But
have to try. But yeah, I don't know how we got onto food, but yeah,
good dessert.
Well,
I look
good. Not I so I had nice to started the talking. Dessert.
Yep.
You know me, I see food, I got to talk about it.
Next thing I wanted to talk about was, I found it really funny when we kind of cut to the scene of Sergio and Caroline moving into their new house. And this is, again, where I really say, you know, Caroline runs the show. She wears the pants because they're in there. She is, you know, kind of directing everyone. Mm-hmm. She's telling them, okay, put the painting up here. She's in there helping them, too. Mm-hmm.
She's actually moving furniture.
She's moving the furniture. And I think Not So Nice pointed it out that Sergio started trying to help, but he was holding on to the center
where there's no weight.
The little bench. The
ottoman.
There's no
weight. Yeah. It was Caroline on one hand. And I believe it was her son on the other end.
Barely helping. Yeah.
And he was standing in the middle, more in the fucking way. Because when you're trying to go down a hallway or through the door fucking frame,
you're in the way, man.
Out of the way.
I know. You're waiting.
Get out of there, right? Yeah. But yeah, so I thought that was quite funny how he.
Was really
he's
funny.
Man, but.
Yeah, so he's the man of the house. Is that what it is? Yeah, I have to remind.
And him. Then he's just totally like a child, and he tried to stand on the dining table or something, and then you just hear Caroline, Sergio, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like he's like a little kid getting in trouble. Mm-hmm. I'm the man.
He's the driver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she is. Another thing, and this I'm sure Not So Nice, you'll have something to say about it, but Talene. Baking in her kitchen. I thought that was quite funny.
Well, first she said, and I understand, and I made a comment about it. First she said, like, she doesn't know where anything is in the kitchen because she's always been a chef and she hasn't been allowed in the kitchen. And that's great that you have that reality that you have a chef and somebody to cook and to clean and to put everything and do everything for you, right? But myself, I do like to cook. I do like to eat. I do like to bake. So even if I, like if she was really a person who was a kitchen person, which I can't see her being based on what she did. Mm-hmm. Because at first I thought that's really weird. Because if it was that I had this whole crew, I would still want to know where everything fucking is. Because that's just the way I am. I like to know where certain spoons are, the dishes, the glasses, the spices, whatever you need, so that if you want to do something, you know where everything is, whether it's parchment paper for baking cookies.
not tinfoil.
Not tinfoil.
So obviously she has no fucking clue, not just because people do stuff for her, but in all her life, she must have never, ever been in a kitchen because
for sure
she pulled out a box of, what was it, Betty Crocker cookie mix. Mm-hmm. She used a whisk. For doing that first.
Well, she also measured with a spatula.
And then she wanted to know spoons. How many spoons in a cup?
Yeah.
The most fucking stupid question.
Why don't you just grab a cup?
Right?
Why don't you just grab a fucking
cup? I do, however, know how many tablespoons, and I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, is is 1/3 of a cup, which is 3 tablespoons full of sugar, because I needed that when I made creme brulee one time, and just to have an idea of how much it was in case I ever needed
it. Well, Google it. That's what you should have done.
Yeah, just Google.
I just measured it into there, right? But she put, after she used a whisk to do a cookie batter, she then proceeded to ask if foil can go in the oven.
Yeah.
And then put those cookies square on the foil with no butter or anything to bake. So my comment was like, those cookies are stuck. That's it. They're done. Well,
no, you know what I feel sorry for is if she pulls them off the tin or the aluminum foil.
And they just go to eat it.
If they go to eat it and they get the, have you ever eaten aluminum foil? And you get
zing. I've met people in the past who have cooked on the stuff like that and you've gotten a piece stuck on it. But yeah, so I thought that was funny. So I think she should know where everything is in her kitchen and she should take a basic cooking
I don't think it's a bad problem to have. I think I'd rather have that problem. Oh, I don't know.
Or you know what?
My helper needs to come.
Or just stay out of the kitchen. And you know what? Let the chef make the cookies.
Right? I don't know why she did that on the camera.
Because the kid wanted the cookies.
But why not just bring over the chef?
Yeah.
Oh.
And why aren't the cookies already fucking baked? Since you know your kid likes cookies and has a problem with stuff. You need cookies. Why don't you have freshly baked fucking cookies from your fucking chef?
Oh, man. I wouldn't want to be your helper.
Every day, right?
Well, no. I'd be fired.
You know I got little kids.
Where are my cookies?
But you know I got little kids. You know you're my chef. You know they want snacks. So prep shit that they're going to want, right? So if you're working in my kitchen and you're doing your job well, you're going to have what I want ready to go. For certain basics.
But let's put it this way. Once the kid tries those cookies, they'll never going to ask for cookies again.
Exactly.
Fair.
I think that was supposed to make like 16 cookies and she made 4 giant cookies on that. Mm. Oh, they must have been awful.
Yeah, awful.
And that's all I had before we go into that, the queen dinner. So what about you, Not So Nice?
Yeah, that's it. Like I actually, everything you guys were saying were points that I had made and the only thing that we didn't touch on, and we knew that anyways, was Michael, Caroline's friend, like his face. You could just tell how annoyed and how stressful it must be on him.
Oh, my God.
Listening to them
bicker
like that. Because it must be constant for him to look like that.
Awkward.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're at the end now, right? But, so definitely overstepped their welcome, right? Overstayed
their
welcome.
He threw a whole party.
Yeah.
Because he's so excited to
get
rid of
them. Fuck out.
Could you imagine?
Oof. Yeah.
But yeah, did you want to talk about Not So Nice about the dinner?
The queen dinner?
Yeah, but the only thing I have about that is like, are you fucking kidding me? 2 people out of a group of 10 or 8 or 6 can't get up to have a private conversation without
without
being
attacked. Totally attacked.
Like questioned and interrogated, like, you know.
And then fighting.
And then fighting over it. Like, it's
well, it was
just,
obvious,
you know,
it was a private conversation. And I think that Talin, when she came back, she was just like, oh, it was just a private conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think she said anything disrespectful.
No,
she
was just not
Lisa.
At all what it was.
But
it was
Lisa
just
wanted to fight. It was weird.
Yeah.
Maybe she had too much to drink we didn't see on camera.
Yeah.
But I thought that reaction was totally uncalled for.
Yeah, I agree.
And odd. And I think it was like respectful that if she needed to say something to someone else, I think she brought Caroline over in a nice way. She just said, hey, can I speak with you over here for a second? I don't think she was trying to make anyone feel bad at the table or anything like that. I don't know why she perceived it that way, but it was weird, her reaction.
Yeah, it was.
That was extreme.
Yeah, it was extreme for just having a conversation. It's like, what, everybody has to be involved in every single thing you talk about? It doesn't make sense to me, right? You got to be able to, oh, hey, maybe I haven't seen you in a while. Oh, hey, maybe I heard something. I don't want to say it in front of everybody. Like, just step aside, right? You know what I mean?
No, I thought it was really respectful, you know, one that, I mean, she doesn't really know Caroline that well. And Caroline was a little taken aback by her bringing up something about her relationship when she doesn't really know Talin. But I think, you know,
but she got
she
it.
Said, she understood. She's like, I do respect that she did it privately.
Yeah.
So whatever. I mean, she felt like she needed to say something, and I think she did it in a good way. Yeah, maybe it wasn't her place.
In front of everybody,
But, I mean, if she really felt she needed to say something, she did it in a proper way.
Yeah, for sure.
To be honest, I would have just shut up and not told her that that's what the husband said, because I wouldn't want to...
I wouldn't want to get into that.
But, you know, I mean...
She felt it was... She needed to, for whatever reason.
Needed to tell her that.
Yeah,
that's
no,
fine.
I would have zipped my lip, too.
I would just
I wouldn't get involved in that,
that
either, yeah, because you
don't
know
anything, right? But then, reality, they know that they're going to know, because when they see the show after it's done, they're going to know that it was there, so... You got to kind of balance, am I going to say this? Am I not going to say it? It's going to come out no matter what, because it's already on camera. So the only way to deal with that in a good, respectful way was the way she handled it.
End of story, really.
Right? Had she done it at the table, it would have been very...
No. And then you know what? Different. Caroline's so busy too, so and they don't really know each other that well. So what is she going to do? Invite her for lunch and be like, hey, I heard from... My husband, that Sergio said this. She's too busy for, you know, a private meeting anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the best way to handle it on Talene's part. Because she really felt like she needed to say something. I thought it was really funny that Ayan showed up first for the dinner. And she looked like a queen. She looked amazing.
She fucking looks amazing in everything she wears.
Yeah.
But the dress was... spectacular. Stunning.
She looked amazing. She looks everything she wears is so nice. But she was so funny. She kind of sat there for a little bit, and then she starts dancing around all by herself. The waiter's just looking at her like, "Oh my god, do I have to serve her? Like, what do I do?
What's she doing?
What's wrong?
Why is she tapping on the dishes and nobody's there?"
But you know what? Out of everybody, I think she's the most authentic. Like, even though that's crazy, like how her...
She is.
Yeah, that's just kind of the vibe I get from her. That's just her, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you exactly what she thinks of you. She'll tell you, "Oh, God, I hate your outfit." And she's very blunt and whatever. Mm-hmm. But then, I don't know, she's very genuine at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. She is very, like... She wants attention for sure, but I mean, the attention finds her too. Yep. Like, I would give her attention. Like, she walks in a room, she's stunning.
She's just a positive energy.
Totally.
Because she could be a lot more negative than based on what she's had to deal with in life, right? And having said that, she's still such a bright, positive light.
Well,
when
even
she comes
she was being really positive at the dinner too. She was telling everyone, "I think you guys are all my queens." I really didn't like Talene's friend in the last episode.
I don't like her
right away. Just started judging Ayan, and I really didn't like that.
Or
Saba.
But isn't that?
Sarah's friend. Yes, you're right.
Because I was like trying to think which one, because I know Sarah's friend annoyed me too.
No, you're right,
too.
Sarah.
She's a bit much.
I didn't like that she judged Ayan right away.
Yeah, but you notice she came to the party.
And then she came to the Queen's dinner, and then here we have Ayan being so kind to her and stuff
and
like that.
And opening and welcoming, and she's
and
a bitch.
I think she was jealous of, you know, she walks in a room, and it's not that she's... She is looking for attention, but, like, the attention finds her. It's not forced. You see her, you're like, "Wow, you're beautiful.
Exactly.
You're great. You're fun. I love
it." Exactly. She's being who she is.
Totally.
Which is that here I am. I'm a model. I'm a supermodel. I own it and blah, blah, blah.
I love it.
And the other one, putting judgment on her for that is stupid, because no matter what Ayan wears, like you said, people are going to look. It's like there's just people out there that when they walk in a fucking room,
your eyes go right to them.
Everybody notices them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
She's
one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, so who is she? Sabah, or whatever the fuck her name is.
Sabah.
Whatever. Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Sabah.
Sabah.
What the fuck? Sabah, whatever.
I like that now. I'm going to call her Sabah.
Anyways, I just thought that, that's just stupid. I just didn't like her.
I didn't like that.
I didn't like her at the Queen's table. She irked me with a couple things, like even just her facial.
Well, you know what? She's judging. That's why right? Yeah. Because she's sitting there and she's judging. Yeah. You know, that's why.
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't like
meanie.
It.
Meanie.
Yeah, total mean girl.
Mean girl. Yeah, mean.
And then again, you know,
I have to say, I have the kind of look, though, come on, get real, that people might think that when I fucking look at them, and like, so sometimes I have this, like, just this look, and you know what I'm talking about, right? Where, don't you think, like, people think that maybe I'm, like, mean or whatever, because not so nice. Don't look so nice. I'm not one of those perma smile kind of people.
Yeah, actually, right? The neighbor said to her son,
"Yeah, I'm unapproachable."
That she is unapproachable. There's like, this woman. He's like, she's really like, unapproachable. I see her in the alley.
Know, what? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, "Oh yeah." He goes, "I've seen her." He goes, "But she seems unapproachable." And it's like, "What the fuck, you idiot? I see you sometimes when you don't make eye contact as I'm like pulling my car in or driving, you know, reverse. Or if you don't look at me, we don't look at each other at this exact same moment." I'm not going to, like, say hi. And I'm not going to, like, hey, morning, neighbor. That's not me. I just kind of look and I give him a look with my eyes when I see him. Hey.
It's an acknowledgement. Like,
you know, it's an
yeah.
acknowledgement. I see you, buddy. Bye. So it doesn't mean I'm fucking inapproachable. The guy's fucking.
No.
And then after that, I made effort when I saw him when I was putting out the garbage or something. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi. Hi, neighbor.
You need someone to, howdy, neighbor.
Howdy.
How's y'all's day going?
No, but I think.
So I thought, yeah, that was funny.
But no, I think that's different because this Saba woman, she's.
Saba.
She's taking something that's positive
but she says negative things. And
yes.
You know what? You're not judging her. It's what she's doing. It's her actions.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, right? Your actions, you're not doing anything and you're being judged by someone,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So that's right. Like that's what it is. And it's not fair because they don't know you.
Yeah.
But this one here is coming out and saying, I don't like her, or
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's, yeah,
she
exactly.
thinks she's the yeah. center of attention and blah, 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 right?
But yeah, no, as soon as she walks in anywhere, she's,
oh, absolutely.
She's just stunning.
And she walks in and she's like dancing, she's strutting when she walks
yeah,
in. She doesn't even walk,
she struts her stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, of course, anyone,
fuck,
like,
so
a room
would
could
I if
be,
I looked like that?
Me
well,
too.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking strutting my, yeah, fuck you, man. You like it? Yeah, it's me. Fuck off. It's me, not you.
Were you invited to the Queen dinner? I don't think so.
VIP, you idiot.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
VIP
she walks
me.
Right in. Yeah, I was here for Beyonce. I was VVIP.
I was with mommy. Yeah, fuck. If you're with mommy, yeah, I'm gonna say you are VVIP.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
She just rubs it in even more. That yeah. was hilarious. Oh, I love
anybody
her.
Can buy the VIP tickets to be next to mama. You gotta be.
You want to party with Beyonce's
special.
Mom with me?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's funny.
Yeah, that was good.
That's all I got.
I
hey, and
still
I took
have
six little points, eh? But
good
you
job.
Guys all jumped on them, and I jumped. It was more or less the same. See, that's why I say, no need to waste my time with those. I'll just jump on whatever you guys. In school, they would call that a cheater. And now I feel like saying, cheater, cheater, pumpkin. Sorry. I told you I say stupid shit.
You know, not so nice to the new generation now, how they cheat. It's just, you go on ChatGPT and say, give me 6 points for The Real Housewives of Dubai. Mm-hmm. Season 2, episode 4.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you want to get techie now. Uh-oh, I think I gave her an idea. That's what the new generation does, yeah.
Techie.
Really?
I just said that again to somebody today. You going to put the photos on Google? Am I techie? No. The answer is no.
So what were the points that you were going
to
make?
Anyway, last thing I wanted to talk about was I thought it was really funny. I don't know if everyone was drunk or what was going on. One of the housewives was saying that she thinks everyone may have accidentally taken shrooms, but the nice circle that I am did, making everyone go around and say a couple of nice things about each other. I thought the funniest part about it is, you know, the camera's cutting to them, they're in live time, they're all smiling like, Spice, you are the greatest, you are this, you're that, and then they go to the confessionals, they're like, what the fuck, like, da da da. Oh, she thinks that. What is she on? What has she been smoking? Da 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 da.
And then they went back and they did.
And then went back and forth. It was so funny. Oh my God.
That's it.
That's it for me too.
No golden question.
The golden question, actually, you got it right on the nose. It was actually going to be the teeth thing.
Oh, damn it!
The what?
No, that was good. We hit that golden question before. Does anyone else have a golden question?
No.
No.
It was going to be the teeth thing.
Well, we'll find out.
I can try to think of one. Let's see. Okay, we'll do another estimate. So Caroline has given her relationship
a 10
to 15 year timeline.
I call bullshit.
Not So Nice has given it maybe 2 years.
I give it 2 years max. But now based on what I saw him tonight, I'm going to say he's lucky if he makes it 18 months.
Okay. What about you, Spice?
He's going to be out so fucking fast.
I'm going to say under 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, after today's episode, I thought maybe, like, I was kind of like you, I think, like, 2-3 years. But yeah. To be honest, now it's, after this episode, like, things are not looking good.
Yeah.
And then even Caroline admitting, like, oh, yeah, I'll probably 10. I think that's the worst, like, yeah. That's the biggest red flag ever in a relationship. Well, yeah, I give it maybe 10, 15 years. I'm going to say... I think probably under 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I'm going to say another year from today.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say a year from today, too.
I'm going to say
18
year.
Months max.
I'm thinking 3 because by the time it gets tied up in legal shit and whatever.
Oh, no, it'll get tied up for a long time because he's going to want. Fair. He's going to think he's entitled.
Yeah, because he's the man of the house.
He's the man of the house.
He's the man of the house. There had to have been some.
The way he tries to like gallop towards her. I tell you, I am the man of the house.
In front of Michael. He's not even in his own house. He's in Michael's house. Could you imagine, like, if those people were staying at my house, I think, like, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, I know, I know what I would do.
Yeah, that's
I would throw a party, too, when they leave. I don't blame them.
Yeah. I would have, yeah. Yeah, that's it for me.
It for me.
Well, this was Sugar.
This was Spice.
And Not So Nice.
That was our Reel on the Reel. Thanks for watching.